For our first reading this evening, I should like to turn you to the little prophecy of Joel, chapter 1. The prophecy of Joel, chapter 1. And as you know, it was the work of the prophet Joel to prophesy a very solemn message from God and a warning of a dreadful plague of locusts which would come upon the land as a punitive measure from the hand of God. And that occupies a large part of this prophecy, which of course also has very profound spiritual resonance. Joel chapter 1, the word of the Lord that came to Joel, the son of Pethuel. Hear this, ye old men, and give ear, all ye inhabitants of the land. Hath this been in your days, or even in the days of your fathers? Tell ye your children of it, and let your children tell their children, and their children another generation. That which the palmer worm hath left, hath the locust eaten, and that which the locust hath left, hath the cankerworm eaten, and that which the cankerworm hath left, hath the caterpillar eaten. Awake, ye drunkards, and weep, and howl, all ye drinkers of wine, because of the new wine, for it is cut off from your mouth. For a nation is come up upon my land, strong and without number, whose teeth are the teeth of a lion, and he hath the cheek teeth of a great lion. He hath laid my vine waste, and barked my fig tree. He hath made it clean bare, and cast it away. The branches thereof are made white. Lament like a virgin girded with sackcloth for the husband of her youth. The meat offering and the drink offering is cut off from the house of the Lord. The priests, the Lord's ministers mourn. The field is wasted. The land mourneth, for the corn is wasted, the new wine is dried up, the oil languisheth. Be ye ashamed, O ye husbandmen. Howl, O ye vine dressers, for the wheat and for the barley, because the harvest of the field is perished, the vine is dried up, and the fig tree languisheth, the pomegranate tree, the palm tree also, and the apple tree, even all the trees of the field are withered, because joy is withered away from the sons of men. Gird yourselves and lament, ye priests. Howl, ye ministers of the altar. Come, lie all night in sackcloth, ye ministers of my God, for the meat offering and the drink offering is withholden from the house of your God. Sanctify ye a fast. Call a solemn assembly. Gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land into the house of the Lord your God, and cry unto the Lord, alas for the day. For the day of the Lord is at hand. And as a destruction from the Almighty shall it come. Is not the meat cut off before our eyes? Yea, joy and gladness from the house of our God. The seed is rotten under their clods. The garners are laid desolate. The barns are broken down, for the corn is withered. How do the beasts groan? The herds of cattle are perplexed, because they have no pasture. Yea, the flocks of sheep are made desolate. O Lord, to thee will I cry, for the fire hath devoured the pastures of the wilderness, and the flame hath burned all the trees of the field. The beasts of the field cry also unto thee, for the rivers of water are dried up, and the fire hath devoured the pastures of the wilderness. Now let's go to the Psalms, and to Psalm 42. Psalm 42, we shall consider just the first two verses this evening, but I shall read it in its entirety first. Psalm 42, to the chief musician, Maskil, for the sons of Korah. As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, Where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me. For I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise, with the multitude that kept holy day. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan, and of the Hermonites from the hill Mizar. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy water spouts, all thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. I will say unto God my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a sword in my bones, mine enemies reproach me, while they say daily unto me, where is thy God? Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. And may the Lord bless to us and grant us an understanding of his own most holy word. Amen. Amen. Now, our subject is the Psalms for the Sons of Korah. This little selection from the larger anthology of the Psalms, which have this dedication or this inscription common to them, which, although it does not have a verse number in our Bibles, is nevertheless a fundamental part of the Word of God and is inspired by him. And we have been looking to learn who these sons of Korah are, and particularly identified that whilst they were a privileged branch of the tribe of Levi from the family of the Kohathites, who had special duties to perform in relation to the tabernacle and the temple, the event that perhaps defines them and gives a great significance to their name is the fact that their forebear, their eponymous ancestor, Korah, was involved in this great act of rebellion against Moses and Aaron, for which both he and many of his co-conspirators were wonderfully and terribly destroyed. And yet we note that the sons of Korah, remarkably, were spared in a wonderful New Testament foreshadowing of God dealing not by families, not as our sins deserve, not according to our lineage from Adam, but rather acting by grace. God is seen to deliver the sons of Korah, and their descendants survived, that we might read of them in later stages of the Holy Scriptures. And last time we looked at how some of those descendants of that remarkable family fared in after generations. They were first and foremost singers, which of course is why certain of the Psalms are given to them or were particularly directed to them for their use, that they might sing them in the worship of God and in the service of the temple. But that was not their only function. They were indeed to praise God, but they were to praise God as they were about the duties of the temple, some of which literally concerned the keeping of the door and of servicing the various articles of the tabernacle and those used for the making of sacrifices and so on. But we also found that certain of the sons of Korah were amongst that band of valiant and devoted individuals who rallied unto David in the early part of his life when he was in exile in an enemy land in Ziklag. The risks and the hardship and the difficulties notwithstanding, certain of the men of the sons of Korah were to be found amongst his little band out there in Ziklag. And we read how valiant they were and what characteristics they showed. And then as we came through the scriptures, we found that even at a much later date, during the reign of King Jehoshaphat, the sons of Korah amongst the Kohathites were again appointed to worship and to praise God in a most difficult set of circumstances. As Israel marched out, as Judah rather, marched out against a vastly superior enemy force that was combined against them, Jehoshaphat sent forth the sons of Korah and the Kohathites first to sing the praises of God into the teeth of battle. And we saw what remarkable deliverance God granted then, and how they came back singing with perhaps lightened hearts and more joyous voices, a hymn of deliverance. And one said that here the sons of Korah set forth an example and type to us that the praise of God is to be in our lips at all times, that we are called upon as the Lord's people still today, first and foremost, to glorify him and to praise.